Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The strongest bond in the universe is our relationship with God. Nothing, quote, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. However, our ongoing fellowship with God is fragile. Even little sins, the tone of our voice, a subtle coloring of our words to mislead, an unforgiving attitude, can place a barrier between our hearts and the Lord. David knew that, and sought to keep the lines of communication open between heaven and his heart. This is one of only four psalms called a prayer. Quote, "Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright." Psalm 17, verses 1 and 2. He knew that even the shadow of unholiness would be dispelled if the Lord had unlimited access to his inner being. Quote, "You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing." Verse 3. David didn't mean he was sinless, but that he endeavored to keep all accounts clear. This purpose of heart he describes in verses 4 and 5. He knew the temptations coming with enemy attacks, verses 9 to 12, could be warded off by his enjoyment of the Lord and his blessings, verses 6 and 7. God would fight for his child, verses 13 and 14. When I know all I have in Christ, the devil can't tempt me. But notice the four bulwarks in verses 8 and 15. The word apple is really little man, from which we get our word pupil. If you look into the eye of the teacher who is watching the pupil, you'll see the little man in the teacher's eye. But he not only wanted clearness, he wanted nearness under his wings. He desired both to look at him and to be like him. Verse 15. That's what God wants for us as well.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.